The following is an unedited interview with the founders and proprietors of Point Reyes Books, Kate Levinson and Steve Costa, on the occasion of the bookstore's 10th anniversary. The interview was conducted by George Clyde for KWMR's West Marin Report radio news program on May 29, 2012. The news program, with an edited version of this interview, was broadcast on KWMR on May 31st and can be heard online at kwmr.org. Click the news tab. So let me ask you about the 10th birthday of Point Reyes Books. How did this all start?
Well, we Kate and I bought a house out here about 15 years ago, and we became friends of Jill Wesley, who was the owner of the Brown Study Bookshop. And when Jill decided about 10 and a half years ago to retire to the East Coast, I woke up one morning and suggested to Kate that I could fulfill one of my lifetime fantasies, which was owning some kind of community-serving business. And so we approached Kate, we approached Jill, and bought the store without any bookselling or retail background.
And Kate, what was your reaction when Steve made that suggestion to you that morning?
I said it was fine, that he could use our equity line to buy the store. I never really thought it would happen, though. And my intention was to organize the books. I said that it was okay if he wanted to have the bookstore, but I didn't have time for it, and I would just be organizing the books. He'd be on his own. But, of course, owning a small business was a very different experience than that.
Had the two of you been doing something else in professionally or yes, work-wise?
I was a psychotherapist. I still am a psychotherapist.
And my background's been in community organizing, and so I thought that this could be an extension of my community organizing work. And I'd actually been involved in the nonprofit sector for 35 years up until 10 years ago. And in many ways, this is an extension of my nonprofit work.
We'll get back to that in a second. And so, well, Can you remember how it felt opening day about 10 years ago?
Yeah, it was terrifying because I think we had a beginning sense of what was involved, the amount of detail involved, and the risk we were taking in running a bookstore. And it was, along with the terror, I think was a feeling of exhilaration. And I remember taking the screen door off that first day. One of the major changes that we did to the bookstore was that we had regular hours and that we just opened the store up and we took the screen door off, and it was the beginning of getting to know the community, because Steve and I, though we'd had a house up here, we'd just been weekenders for actually, I think, a few years, and maybe 6 years, and we didn't really know anybody, so the store was a way that we got to meet people in the community, which has been really wonderful.
And within a week, we also had our first benefit author event. We invited all the local authors to come and read at the bookstore as a benefit to the Tomales Bay Library Association. So it was our opportunity to begin getting to know some of the local authors. And over the course of the last 10 years, we've done over 500 events, and many of which have served as benefits, and we've raised about $250,000 for local nonprofits through those author events. So that first event with Mark Dowie and Phil Fratkin and a number of other folks was, I think, a demonstration of what we wanted the bookstore to become, more than just selling books, but to become a real cultural center in the community.
Okay, and tell me about just about the selling of books. There are lots of books to choose from. Did you have some guiding philosophy or guidelines?
I think it's very much from the gut. It's an intuitive sense. Of course, there are publishers pitch certain books, but just because a book is really supported by the publisher doesn't mean that it's going to sell at Point Reyes Books. Each bookstore, it's part of what's so wonderful about independent stores, is each bookstore is so different and has a really different market. And so we buy what we like, we buy what we think will sell, and it's an art. It's not a science, for sure.
And in the early days, publishers would not be willing to send representatives out here to the wilds of West Marin. But within a couple years, we had established a good track record of being able to sell books. I think we'd become known in the Bay Area of having a really good, unusual inventory of books.
Yeah, we're still small by many standards, but publishers come out, and we have really good relationships with the publishing houses, I think.
And our inventory, our bookstore is not only serving locals, about 30% of our business is local, but about 70% is primarily from the Bay Area. And so many folks who come out hiking or come visit Point Reyes frequently stop in the store and have sort of enjoyed both the events as well as finding and discovering books that they might not find in their own neighborhood bookstore.
Well, I think we have more and more customers from over the hill as they lose their neighborhood stores, that people come in and they're so glad to see a small independent store, because, you know, people who used to go to Cody's or went to Stacy's or whatever, so many independent stores have closed that visitors, I think, know to come to Point Reyes Books.
Well, you're kind of a success story then, just being open.
We are. And I'm on the regional board for the independent booksellers, and we've lost a lot of stores over the years. We're still a very strong region in terms of selling books, and the publishers on the East Coast, they may not know where Point Reyes is, or maybe not even know where San Francisco is, but that they recognize that what sells in Northern California regionally can really impact. It sends waves out to the rest of the country. So they're interested in what we are selling here.
Well, things may change from year to year with the economy, but are you on kind of a stable track now, or
we're.
And you don't. And incidentally, if I ask you anything, you don't want to have.
Sure.
Yeah, just tell me that.
Fine.
Or if one of you says, and the other one says, yeah. No way.
I think we feel stable. You know, as there are more and more visitors to Point Reyes, our numbers stay relatively flat, but that. That's good. In this industry, that's good. What we don't know is the future. We don't know with the increased sales of ebooks. You know, a lot of people come in and they write down notes for books. They don't buy anything. They don't realize that if they are buying ebooks or they're buying on Amazon, that it means that the brick and mortar stores aren't going to be sticking around. And that it's not just Point Reyes Books continuing, which we hope it can continue. We just get by, but we get by. So it is successful. But it's all of the infrastructure for the publishers and the reps and the other stores surviving as well that help make the bookstore what it is. So it's a very uncertain future for publishing and therefore for bookselling.
Clearly, over the next 10 years, I think the world of publishing and bookselling is going to go through a major transition. And our hope is that we'll be here 10 years from now, continuing to serve our community. But I think that there is going to be some serious sort of ups and downs during this time.
And I think that we've learned as retailers that people like to get bargains, or, you know, ourselves included. I appreciate that. But I think what is lacking sometimes is the connection between who you are supporting when you save the money. Where's your money going? And that for the small businesses in Point Reyes, it looks like we're raking in the dough, I think, because our stores are so full on the weekend. But actually, there are lots of, what do we call them, looky-loos, I think? Lots of people looking, and that I don't think anybody's getting rich here, you know, in a small store. And so We need everybody's support. We need people who are willing to pay a few extra dollars for that new hardback book, but who appreciate that there's added value in spending money on the street, on Main Street and Point Reyes.
We're also one of the few bookstores in the Bay Area that have both new and used books sort of mixed together. So about half of our inventory is used. And so to this point of people looking for some discount or bargain, that invariably people come into the store and can find those. We think that the model that we've created in terms of having that balance of new and used has really worked well for us.
Mm-hmm. Any other ideas for expanding your sources of revenue that bookstores like yours are doing? Obviously, you have the events. And I'd like to ask you a little, in a minute or two, about your CSA type of account. But in terms of other sorts of offerings, is there anything that comes to mind that may come up in the next 10 years?
I know the main additional revenue that bookstores rely on are sidelines, things other than books. So if you go into lots of stores now, there are lots of gift items that people are selling. We're small, and we can't do that. And we also don't want to compete with the other businesses on the street that sell gift items. So that's not really an option for us. And events tend not to make money for us. Sometimes they cost us money. So I don't think we're not really... We've brainstormed some, but I don't think there are any definite plans here for lucrative income expanding operations.
In the early days, people suggested that we blast a hole between the bovine and the bookstore, and for some reason they thought that would generate just tons of more sort of customers. And that's one that we never pursued with Bridget. But those book lovers who are in line at the bovine invariably find themselves to the bookstore.
Tell me a little about the account. Is that something that has been a success that you're continuing to promote? How's it going?
Yeah.
Tell me a little. In
describe it.
Describe
sure.
it very
sure.
briefly.
And well, then, Kate and I were inspired by the CSA movement and actually participating in a local CSA, a community-supported agriculture group. And so last fall, we thought we would adapt that basic idea and establish a community-supported bookstore program. And so we invited the community to open up accounts at a minimum of $150, which they could draw down on. You'd get a 5% discount. And so over the last 6 months, we have now 225 members, and our goal is to have 400 members by the end of the year. And I think that if there's one way in which the local community can support our being around for the next 5 or 10 years, this is one vehicle in which they can provide us with the kind of cash flow that we frequently need during certain times of the year to support ourselves. And so we'd invite any of the listeners to consider becoming a CSB member and ensure our longevity.
We were just at the bookkeeper, in fact, and she said she was able to pay the taxes, which otherwise we wouldn't have been able to pay, or bills would have gone unpaid, using this cushion that we now have. And we never get too far ahead of ourselves, but it's been really wonderful. Economically, financially, it's been wonderful. It's also been surprisingly good in terms of relationships with people. I think that we feel closer somehow to the CSB members, and they feel closer to us. It's like some added value to it that was unexpected.
There are 8 or 10 bookstores that have been inspired by this program that we've created, and many are either adapting it or sort of looking at it carefully to consider establishing it in their own bookstores. My grandfather had a dry goods store in Santa Rosa back in the 20s and 30s, and he had relationships with his customer. Many of his customers had accounts at his dry goods store, and it's this very similar sort of feeling of being able to for a local to come in and buy a book and say, put it on my account, you know, which I imagine was exactly what my grandfather's experience was. So it's a pretty special that way.
Right. And it is a concrete way that people use money to show their support for us. And it's somehow very touching.
Anything special you'd like to say to the KWMR listeners as you celebrate 10 years and another 10 to go?
Well, that we love being a part of the community, of having KWMR is such a gift for us, and participating and creating community is very wonderful. And books are, I think, incredible objects that I feel very proud to be selling books and to be hearing from customers about books and to be reading books. And it's been an amazing vehicle. The store has been an amazing vehicle for meeting the community and participating in the community.
We are so deeply grateful to the community for the support that they've shown over these last 10 years. By not only buying books, but showing up to events and supporting our Book Angels project and our literary journal and our literary conference. And so this has been quite of an experience, and it's been one that we're so awed by.
Great. I'm gonna switch gears and ask you one other question, which is a business in downtown Point Reyes. Any observations about the environment for small businesses here in terms, you know, from everything from, you know, are the streets clean? Are there some issues coming up that you'd like to comment on just as a business down here and totally apart from the book angle?
We've noticed over the last two or three years some shift in terms of who's coming to Point Reyes. I mean, in the early days of the bookstore, most people coming to Point Reyes were coming out to the park and going hiking and kayaking or whatever. And we're finding now that Point Reyes itself has become a destination, that people are coming here to eat, to come to the bookstore, to visit Toby's. There are any number of businesses right in town here that are drawing people, and they're not finding themselves going out to the park. So that's, I think, an interesting sort of shift in terms of the demographics.
And disheartening in ways, because I think that the high heel measurement has gone up. It used to be that you didn't see high heels, and now you see city shoes every day on the street. And it's, you know, I think along with increased commerce, it has lost some of its soul for all of us. And there's a concern about what the town will look like and will the heart and soul of the town stay here. And I know that talking to a friend who lived in Tahoe and watched Tahoe change so much, she said, probably 8 years ago, she said, you know, be careful. But it's hard to stop it. You know, it's hard to know what to do to keep a place authentic and to protect it. So I know I certainly have concerns about what the direction of town is. But it's not like there is any that way that I know of to influence that, I guess.
You've just heard an interview with the founders and proprietors of Point Reyes Books, Kate Levinson and Steve Costa, on the occasion of the bookstore's 10th anniversary. The interview was conducted by George Clyde for KWMR's West Marin Report radio news program on May 29, 2012. The news program with an edited version of this interview was broadcast on KWMR on May 31st and can be heard online at kwmr.org. Click the News tab.